Okay.
So what we're doing is basically a machlokas about is there a mitzvah of shechita, d'oraisa, on birds, on oaf. Okay? You assume that there is, but it's not so simple. There's a braisa, and a braisa, which holds that it's not. It's on the Rabban, Rabbozer Kafar. Okay, he learns out that that the whole idea of shechita by oaf is really just a drabon, the result. Okay? There's such a thing called nivlas oaf, nivela of an oaf. So I can't nivela, nivela means you're the shechita. So he says it means if you didn't, not shechita, but is you have to kill it at its simana. But it could be shechita. It could be nechira, where you poke the semen. It could be ikor, where you like uproot the semen. It could be one semen, right? It's just like killing it at the semen, right? Killing it at the semen. Right? But if it dies on its own, or you give it a hit to the head, not the semen, then only nevela. But that's not a din of shechita, that's just something else. But deraisa. Whereas the other side says, no. What do you mean? The shechita deraisa? Just like, it's one semen as opposed to two semen, but it's deraisa. Okay? That's the facts. Okay? Not much to go on. But that's the facts. Okay? So he said, it's like a funny, it's always hard to understand the machlokas. Like, is it a deraisa or a deraisa? Did the Torah say it or did the Torah not say it? Right? Like, you know, how do you get started in that kind of a question? Right? It's like kind of the machlokas of the given. Is it from the Torah? Is it not from the Torah? Right? Okay? So, we started to give an approach yesterday. But, and we have to like, we left it to be tightened up. Okay? But we said, is like, how do you, one thing everyone agrees about is that the din of shechita by an oaf, the oraisa, is not the same as it is by the Rabban. By oaf is not the same as by a behemoth. Definitely, even the oraisa, definitely, there's a difference between oaf and behemoth. Because you see, the halacha is clear. You need one semen by oaf. And you need two semen by behemoth. So even if you say it's the oraisa, there's a given in the Mesorah, it's clear that oaf is one semen. Right? So we said that everyone agrees about. The question is that one semen deraisa or is that the Rabbanon? So we said as an approach is that maybe the side who holds it's the Rabbanon holds is that once you see that it's one semen, so say apparently it's not deraisa, because shechita is two semen. And he can't tolerate saying shechita could be two here and one here. I mean, what's shechita? Shechita is two. So one means it's not shechita anymore. So it's something else. So the Rabbanon, whatever, but it's not shechita. Shechita still. Whereas the other position has this had holds that you could unify those two and say that shechita is really the only oraisa, but sometimes it's two and sometimes it's one, and that's okay. We said that's perhaps like an approach of how to get into the how to get the mahalakas. You know, you have to define the two sides exactly, but like it seems like at least there's an argument. Like where do you come from saying that it's the oraisa, saying it's the Rabbanon? Is like the argument to say that the Rabbanon would be based upon the fact that you see that the Torah, you see that it's clearly different. So you know that's not shechita anymore. Something like that. But the blanks, how to fill in those blanks, and then also how to work in that other part about the Nechira, that you know that even the one simon there, right? So you still have to do something. That's still yet to be explained. And that's where we're at. So I'm not saying one side is a good start. Is that that the idea, you could argue, one side could argue, the idea of shechita is severing the simanim. I don't know if you have those far as the head, but it means there's such a thing as simanim, and shechita means to kill it by severing the simanim. Okay? By destroying the simanim. So, rov the simanim is kekula. And if that's the concept, then one simon simply is not shechita. Right? It's really not shechita. Right? It's not the ma'aseh shechita. Ma'aseh shechita is a ma'aseh of eradicating, severing the simanim, destroying them. And you do one sim and you simply haven't done it. Right? You simply haven't done it. There's a qualitative action of removing the simanim. And one simon simply can't, it doesn't accomplish that. Now you've weakened the simanim, or I don't know, whatever, that's a whole different thing. So maybe it's close or whatever, that's not the concept of what Shchit does. Shchit does a maisa of destroying the simanim. Breaking one simon isn't that. So it must be that that's not the raisa, that that's not the maisa Shchit of Minatora. Because Shchit means severing the simanim, and that's not it. That's one side. Question, so what's the other? What's the counter argument? It's gonna go through Mark's saying, but I just want to go a little bit further. But that he holds that the first shita held that shchita means severing the simanim. Right? The second shita holds it doesn't mean severing the simanim. It just means cutting the simanim. Okay? It means it's cutting the simanim. Now, how big does the cut have to be? So there's different degrees. The Torah says that the cutting of the simanim, yeah, killing it through cutting the simanim, but how big does the cut have to be? So the Torah says that by Behem might need a bigger cut of the simanim. By no, if you need a lesser cut of the simanim. But the essence is not the fact that you're eradicating the simanim.
Right.
It's simply the fact that you're killing it through a cut on the simanim. And then it's a matter of quantity. So you have a cut, how it could have quantity. Severing is not a quantitative thing, it's a qualitative thing. It means you're making the simanim non-existent. If you say shchita means the severance of the simanim, they're making them non-existent, so then either you can't say one simanim, that's not, now the simanim still exists. But if you say that it just means it's an action of cutting the simanim, now you have different amounts of cut. You say I cut one, you say I cut rov, you cut whatever, so now the Torah tells me, the Lom Shazina tells me how big the cut has to be. So it says, oh, by behemah you need rov of shtayim, if you need a rope of one, it's a size in how much of the simon you have to cut. But if you learn the other way, learns that shchita means by definition the removal of simon. So removal doesn't lend itself to quantities. Simonim are a unit, and if you don't remove them both, then you're not removing the simonim. So therefore, it must be that by oath, it's not shchita. There's a removal, that's my point. Removal doesn't lend itself to variation of degree, but cutting does. Cutting, it does lend itself to variation of degree. It's a maisa of cutting. You know, like it's like a stroke. It's a certain action of putting the knife and making like a wound, an incision, on the simanim. And now it's a matter of quantity. So it says the rov, the cut has to go all the way through. Has to be rov. Has to be two of them. Oh, by often has to be one. So it's just quantities in the same mat, in the same thing. Different quantities in the same action. But if you say that it's a quality of removing simanim, so then you can't differentiate in quantity. Simply you're not doing it. It's the idea of totally severing the simanim, so then you can't say I'm doing it halfway. It's not the quality anymore. Using this to explain, the question is whether shchita of oaf is deraisa or deramana. Okay, so we're saying is, how could you, it's a funny question, what's that based upon? Is it, did the Torah say it or did the Torah not say it? How do you have an intuition one way or another? So I'm saying is, depending on how you understand the din of shchita by behema, will determine whether or not you could include under that action oaf of one semen, deraisa. You don't want to say it's deraisa unless you derabana, unless you can't fit it into the deraisa. So if you understand the deraisa as a quality of severing the simanim, so then you can't have any place for oaf in there. Because oaf is one simon, and that's not severing the simanim. So you're going to have to say oaf is a derabanan. But if you understand the deraisa by behemah of two simanim as just a shear in cutting, it's really just an action of cutting, and it's just a shear, that's how much you have to cut. So then there's no reason why you have to say that oaf is a derabanan. Then just say oaf is a lesser shear in cutting. It says, this is what Hashem told Moshe, that by Behemah you do two, and by Behemah you do one. But that's a quantitative distinction. But if you learn that Shchita is a qualitative idea of removing its semen, like kind of what Matt was saying, like beheading it. It's not quite beheading it, but it's like be tubing it, or be whatever, be piping it. But it's removing its simanim. There's an idea of simanim, and you're removing the simanim. That's a quality. So how could Oaf work? It works with one. It must be that's not shchita. That's something else. Saying shchita of Minatora. You can't say the same thing called Shechita is going to apply by one Siman and by two Siman. And that's not the same thing. The way he understands what Shechita is a quality of removal, then you can't say I'm doing it. That's not it. It would be like I can't halfway kill somebody. Let's say I have an action of murder. He'll say, here you have to murder, and then you have to kill it, and there you do halfway kill it. Halfway kill, there's no such thing as halfway kill. That's not a killing. You could halfway cut it. Cut, if you say an action, you have to cut him. So you can say you cut his, you do an action of cutting his arm, and you cut half of his arm, whatever. But you can't have, there's a qualitative action of like removing his arm. You can't say I removed half of his arm, that's not removing his arm. There's a there's such a thing as a qualitative action of removing something. And once you remove it halfway, that's not it. And the simonim is shchita, simonim by behema. That's the model of shchita by behema. And you see that that's two. So what I'm saying is, what's the concept of the two? Is the two just like a quantity in the cut of simonim, or is it a quality of removal? So if you say, so now what do we have to do? We have to explain this other thing. So if you say that shchita is oaf is really derabanan because you hold it as a quality, shchita means a quality of removing the simonim. And therefore, one siman simply isn't doing that, so it can't be shchita. But it's clear that there is a halach of nevela by an oaf that's open. So he has to say, oh, it means where you kill it not by the siman. Kill it not by the siman. You kill it if you poke the siman, pull the siman, cut the siman, one siman, two siman, that's not nevela. But if you shoot it in the head, or if it just dies on its own, or whatever, then it's nevela. So even he doesn't deny the institution of Nevela by Oaf. He's just saying, don't call it Shechita. Don't call it Shechita. So what's that? Where does that come from? I don't understand that. He's not saying that there is Shechita, but Shechita by Oaf means anything by the Simanim. Whether it's Nechira or Shechita, it's not Shechita. He's not calling it Shechita. He's not saying it's a lesser the halacha of Shechita. He's saying it's just that it's not Nevela. It's like a different, it's not like the positive institution of Shechita, just a broader institution. It seems like he's not saying that. He's just saying is that if you don't kill it by this month, then it's going to become Nevela. And I guess they're not going to be able to eat it. It's going to be Nevela. But he's not, he's saying that's not Shechita. He doesn't want to call that Shechita. He's saying there is no Shechita. Ain't Shechita lof min haTorah. So that's my question is, what kind of thing is that? Is either Manashach, either Yashchita, or Shechita? What's this like middle ground? What is this? You know, okay, so the Rafi's, I'm just going here with Rafi's thing, is he's saying that there's like two things. There's the Maisa, like the human action which brings about the death, right? It's the Maisa Shechita, right? Which is a specific form. But what the Torah says, what's Shechita? Shechita means severing the Siman. That's a certain Maisa. But then there is like, how did the animal die? Okay? And say, like, in terms of the death of the animal, forget like the human action which did it, but like, what's the method of death? What's the coroner gonna say? Okay, so he'll say, the simanim were cut. Okay, it died by simanim cut. Right? Now, you can ask the coroner, was it shchita or nechira or ikor? I mean, that's not, that doesn't matter. The chiluk is, in terms of a maisei ha'adam, you say, did you move the knife like this, or did you move the knife like that? Did you pause in the middle of moving the knife? Did you do it exactly at the push down when you did it? That's like all, those are all qualities in the human action, which goes into killing it. But that's what shchita is. It's a very specific human activity with very fine halachos, like any other halachic maisa. But then there's just a matter of, in terms of the method of death, what goes down on the report? How did it die? So in that regard, there's no difference. If the siman, if you cut one siman, you cut two siman, and you cut siman by pushing down, or by poking, or by pulling, or by cutting, or the point is it died, because you got its cut siman got cut. Its pipes were damaged, then it dies, animals die when their pipes get cut. Right? One pipe, two pipes, takes a little longer, takes a little shorter, whatever it is, but that's the way it got cut in the throat. Right? That's how it gets killed. So you're saying it's like this, is that by oaf, you see there's a lach of one siman, so apparently that's not shchita, because shchita is an action of severing the simanim, and the pair one siman isn't severing the simanim. But you see there is a lach of one siman by oaf, at least derabanan, there's a lach of one siman by oaf, So like, where does that come from? If you tell me there's simply no shechita by oaf, so then there's nothing. So then just kill it any which way. But you see that there is a halacha of doing a shechting by one semen. You don't say by dogim doing one semen, or you don't say, what's the whole thing? So he says is that the Torah is not, it's not totally removed from shechita. It's just saying is that what you have is that it has to be die al yidei simanim, and that's what makes it not nevela. Nevela is an animal which dies randomly. Just a random death. But there's one method of death which removes it from nevela, if it dies through a simanim. That doesn't remove it from it. By behema, removes it from the nevela is a specific maisei adam of shechita. And that's what's been tied in the nevela. But by ov, the Torah didn't demand a maisa, a specific maisa. But it did demand a specific method of dying. This method of dying is Aide Simonim. A maka shal maka be simonim. Okay, and that has various forms of it. It doesn't, the particular maisa is not relevant. But the death blow is a blow to the simonim, and that's what killed it. That is relevant. And if it doesn't die through that type of death, then that's a nevela. But it let off in the maisa. Because he held, you can't unify the maisa of shechita to say simanim and shechita is one simanim. So what? In what sense? So because the maisa is the maisa of severing the simanim, so therefore that's not it. But there is an idea that they both share in common that it has to be a death by simanim. It's just that by behemoth the Torah went further and didn't just say death by simanim. It says it has to be through a particular maisa, and that's called shechita. But oh, if you don't have that, right? Whereas the other shechita holds no, the Torah always demanded a maisa. The mice of cut in the simanim, it's just that the cut has different shiurim, different quantities. It's a cut of two simanim, cut of one simanim, but it's all just the mice. The Torah always demanded a mice to be a machshir, a specific mice to be a machshir. You know what I mean? But everyone agrees, both by oaf and by behema, there's an incision of vela. And vela just means like an animal that just like dies on the field, so to speak. That's a nevela. That everyone says, you can't just eat an animal, you know, that's strewn out on the field. You have to have an animal that's killed through a certain way. But there's a way of death insofar as the chafetz is concerned, and then there's a way of death insofar as Ma'aseh Adam are concerned. Ma'aseh Adam is shechita. That's the question. Is that also by oaf? Two forms of that ma'aseh, or do you say no? Oaf doesn't have ma'aseh altogether. But oaf still has that the chafetz has to die in a certain way in order for it to be kosher. Right. And apparently he'll hold, but the Rabbanon said, since it has to be death like they simanim, for whatever reason, the Rabbana didn't want people to get confused or whatever, so they just says, just do a shechita. But one simon, apparently then they said one simon is enough. As long as it's dying to simon, you have ma'aseh shechita, but they made less requirements. I don't know, for whatever reason, the Rabbana wanted to bring it closer to shechita deraisa or something like that. You know, the shechita of Behema. But that's like a deratola to the Rabbana. What I'm saying is, like, we're explaining the deraisa, the machlokas and the deraisa. But within the slide who says that it's not a deoraisa, in shechita lof min haTorah, there is a derabanan of shechita, everything is from deoraisa, often to do shechita simon of achad, you can't just do nechirim in derabanan. So, it's, I don't know, I'm not, it's interesting, I have to maybe have to think about it, I'm not sure, maybe we could come up with something, but I'm just putting it out there, is what is that derabanan now? Derabanan are like making it like the deoraisa, but not quite. They're saying it has to be shechita, not nechirim, not ikor. But it could be one versus two, which is a different quality according to him. Because remember, him two means the quality of removing the simanim altogether, and here you're not doing that. So, like, what kind of a derabanan is that? But a derabanan is a different type of study. I'm saying it doesn't bother me as much because I don't know. The derabanan, they're worried, and the people are getting confused, and I was like, you come up with things. And I think the sugya is more, at least what I'm taking up, is the deraisa. Machlokas and the deraisa, and how you, because they both have a deraisa by oaf. One has shechita, the other has this thing which makes it not nevela, but not quite shechita. So that's what I'm explaining. You know, I'm just saying it would be interesting to think about the derabanan. I forgot, there's another part of Rashi which I think is in line with what we're saying. He says, if you're saying ein shechita l'of min haTorah, but the Torah does compare of and behema, there's a hekesh which compares of and behema. So it sounds like there is shechita. So he says, no. The Akesha, the Zos Torah, Slakushe Behemel, and Lika Sa'ov, Shetei Shchitosam in Hatzavar, Kedemrin Lael. Oh, no. One second. What it's saying is that by Malika of the Oath, you have it by the neck, and so too by Behema. There is a hekesh, but it's to teach you a different thing. It's to teach you that shechita is by the neck, just like malika by a bird is by the neck. Okay, so it's not, I don't think that's the point. Fine. Then he's like this. Afilu mitorah shemal peh me'alok lomu shemisinai ein lo. So whether you don't even have it, it's not only it's not a pasuk, it's not a hekesh. It's not only that he's denying the hekesh to teach you that there's a oh shechita for oh. He's not. He's saying even from torah shemal peh. There's no halacha of shechita by off. Ella midiras ofrim. It's just midiras ofrim. But it is midiras ofrim. He's not denying the halacha, the Mishnah, which says that an oaf is kosher with one zemen, with a rov of one zemen, shechita is one zemen. That's a fact. That's a halacha. Definitely you can't just go and be nocher, you know. That's just halachically not true. I mean, definitely you need shechita by an oaf. But you say that's midiras ofrim. That's when there's ofrim. But then he says, Ve'in nivlas of kri nevela. I, but the Torah has such a thing called nevela by of. Ein nivlas of kri nevela, elam ken mesame leha. That's called nevela if it dies on its own, or hargav maka shalai de siman, or if you hit it, the blow not a siman blow. Avol nechira, but poking, o ikor, or uprooting simanim, kasher ba. It's kasher. Right? So that's talking about the oraisa, because nevela is the oraisa term. So that's a deraisa, and it's deraisa, it's nevela, if you don't do kiblow to simonim, any other blow. But if you do something to simonim, it's not nevela. But the halacha, the mishnah, the halacha, which clearly requires you to do shechita one simon by an oaf, where did that come from? That's a derabanan, that's a deraisa from. Right, and that's not nechira. Shechita means a cut. Shechita means, a little shot, and this is what Mark is saying, is shechita means like a cut. It's to cut it. It refers to that action. It's not an action. Nechira is, that's the way you've heard. Nechira is poking. Yikor is uprooting. And shechita is cutting. So, I mean, it has halachic whatever status, but I mean, it's a certain type of an action. Right, but the saying is that definitely exists. So that's the Rabbanon came along and says that even though, according to the Torah, you could kill an oaf any which way on the Simanim, the Rabbanon says, nah. We want you to do it the same way which you kill a behemah. Not exactly the same, because by behemah you're really removing the simanim, two simanim. And by oaf they're saying one. So it's like the rabbanon are doing like a funny thing. That's what I'm just saying. It's like they're not quite equal. They're kind of equating it or bringing it closer to the deraisa of behemah, but not quite. And it ends up conceptually, it ends up being pretty different, because his whole svara is that shechita means removing the simanim. Severing the simanim, and this is just one simanim, it's a whole different thing. So, yeah, so that's just what I'm saying is interesting. I don't know what to say about that, but that's what I'm just pointing out as interesting. Think about the next problem. Okay, but I mean, we'll push it till next week, but let's just get the problem. This is another interesting question. This may have crossed your mind. Echad be'of. So I'm jumping. To Gemara till Chav Chasim and Aleph, two dots. Echad be'of. Okay, so halacha is one simon by an oaf, right? One simon by an oaf. So it says like this, Itma Rav Nachman Amar O Veshet O Kana. You do either one. Either simon. The food pipe or the windpipe. Food pipe or the windpipe. Fine. So the trachea or the esophagus. The windpipe or the food pipe. Okay. So either one. Rav Adda Bar Ava Amar Veshet Velo Kana. No. Bedavka it has to be the Veshet, means the food pipe. Okay, the food pipe, not the wind pipe. Okay, Rav Nachman explains. Rav Nachman Amar Oveshet Okana, because Echad Katani, Echad Kaldu. The Mishnah just says one. Says one. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, a Shochet Echad Be'ov. So one is one. Who really cares which one? Right? Rav Adar Rav Amar Veshet V'lo Kana. My, the Mishnah says Echad. My Echad Miyuchad. The primary one. The singular one. Rashi. What does that mean? I don't know, so I'm trying to find. It's on the right side, that much I know. Rav Echad. Yeah, Veshet. Veshet, Rashi says. It's like halfway down the page by Tosefta Reish Perek Beis. See? Lower than you'd think. Miyuchad Shebisimanimu. Shechiyos HaBehema Talibo. The life of the animal is contingent upon the food pipe. If you have the tiniest hole in the food pipe, it becomes a trefa. A trefa is an animal with a mortal wound which is going to die, and it becomes tref. A trefa. It's a law of eating a trefa. If an animal has that wound. So the halacha is once it gets a tiniest hole in the food pipe, it's going to die. Eventually, whatever. It's just soon. V'ilu kana adem efsekruba. But by kana, by the windpipe, even a hole is fine. As long as it still has a majority of the windpipe, it's still going to live. And that's the halacha. It doesn't become a trefa by a hole in the kana unless you have a majority of it, a majority hole. So he's saying is, so therefore it's saying is that the veshet is the miyucha jishizmanim, it's the like the main simon, something like that, because the chiyas of the animal is more contingent on it, right? So therefore, it seems like that's the one you have to do. That's the one you have to do, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's only in Staraisa. I think that's what we hold on. I think it's in Staraisa, right? So what do you think about that miyucha? What bothers me is that, look, if it doesn't have a food pipe, it's going to die. If it doesn't have one pipe, it's going to die. Right? Now, it's true that a little tiny hole in a food pipe makes it die, and you need a bigger hole in the kana. But they're still both equally important for life. So why does that make it the chiyas is tali on that? The chiyas is really tali on both of them. Just because it's easier to break one of them doesn't mean that the life is any more contingent upon it. Last thing there's none. In fact, in Shechita, you have to shach the rov of it. You don't just make a tiny hole in it. Shechita means you shach the rov of it. So why is that any more... Just because it's more breakable doesn't mean it's more important or more significant or anything. Right? I mean, what's the difference? Let's say you say on a computer, let's say the fan. It's very easy to break the fan. So therefore what? That's the essence of the computer? Because it's easy to break it? Just because it's easy to break and a tiny hole is going to make a malfunction on it doesn't mean that's essential. The chiyas is tali on it. Why? Because it's easy to get and a little hole makes a thing. Okay. So it's more fragile. But fragile doesn't mean that the chiyas is more important or more miyuchad or whatever that means. Right? That's one problem I have. And what's machlokas? Right? Ultimately, that's what's machlokas here. It's one simon. Either simon or specifically that simon. You know? So I think after this, the Gemara goes into a bunch of rayas. It's like interesting, it's similar to the other Gemara. It's a question from this price to that price or whatever. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't think it changes much about the svara. The Ram says, the Ram Trev, and Shechita Yud Yud Beis, Ein Lahosiv Al Trefos Elu Klal. So there's 70 Trefos, I think. So he says, Ein Lahosiv Al Trefos Elu Klal. Shekol Shiyarel Meimel Chayelov, Chutzme Elu Shmanu Chachme Adoros Rishonim. Anything happens to him except for these things that the Chachme Adoros Rishonim listed. Veskimu Alayhim Bote Dine Yisrael, and they, agreed upon it, and the Bad Dine Yisrael. Esher Shetechia. It's possible that it's going to live. Even if we know medically that it's not going to live, but like halachically, I guess, it's saying it's possible to live. And also the things they listen and said it's trefa. Even if we see from our medicine that some of them don't kill, and it's possible to live, we just have with the Torah. But the Chacham list. Shenemar al pi Torah sheyirucha. Is that? It goes by the... So it sounds like it's like grounded in some sort of a science, and that's what it is, but at the same time it becomes like locked in based upon the halachic principles. I remember when we did a Sanhedrin, you remember this, Matt? Is by a person, there's a halach of a trefa. If you kill a trefa, for instance, you're not chayav misa. There it goes by the doctors. And the doctors say he's going to live, then he's not going to die, so he's going to die as a trefa. That doesn't go by these figures. What?
Before
asterisk? I don't know. You mean what? I'm not sure. You mean whether they say after he dies or before he dies? I don't know. Whatever, I guess. My point is, they say that is that wound healable or is that wound not healable? You know, but here by Behema is locked in. We explained why that is. But it's only the Shemir Sanafesh is different than the Chol Sasura, something like that. It's very interesting. It's like a major idea. It's interesting, but that's fine. This is all somewhat of a side point. But the point is, in the trefos, so one of them is a tiny hole in the food pipe. Another is a majority hole in the windpipe. Okay? So this is what we'll pursue next week. That's